This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis will pay a virtual visit to Eagle County today to consider whether the state will approve exemptions to some COVID-19 orders. Polis will meet with Eagle County commissioners and officials from Vail Health. The Vail Daily reports that the county would like to allow more people in gatherings up to 10 and reopen some parks and businesses. The coronavirus continues to be especially hard on Colorado's elderly population. New state numbers show that more than 320 residents of nursing homes, group homes, and rehab centers have died in the pandemic. That's more than half of the state's total deaths. The number of reported deaths at the homes nearly doubled in a week. The governor says he expects school buildings to reopen this fall with precautions in place. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Right now, some schools are focused on rescheduling graduations, while traditional ceremonies are a no-go. Polis told superintendents that alternatives are possible if there's proper social distancing and approval from local health departments. Jefferson County Superintendent Jason Glass hopes to use two stadiums in mid-August.
We might have to do some things like limit attendance and space people out in the stands and also space the graduates out.
Other districts are planning graduation parades. For next school year, Polis says staffs have the summer to plan for opening in a safer way, but officials say they must also plan to continue remote learning if the coronavirus spreads. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Today's weather forecast has rain this afternoon at lower elevations and mountain snow today and tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.